He told him, I give you authority to cast out devils, lay hands on the sick, and so forth and so on. But somewhere they let that slip. And that's why he told you in Hebrew, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, not to let this slip. What do you say? Don't you see if you get careless and just go through life, well, everything is good, I'm doing fine, and you just and you go, next thing you know, you let some stuff slip. And then when the trouble show up and you try to do it, but it slips, something slipped out of place, you can't, it doesn't work. You fail to maintain your confession of faith daily. You fail to maintain your prayer life. You fail to maintain your diligent study of the word. You fail to maintain your love walk. You fail to maintain keeping strife out. You fail to maintain, and then something slipped. Then all of a sudden, you like Samson. He rose up and shook himself and thought he had it. But something has slipped. My God, my God. Now let me give you the Hebrew word, now the Greek word faith in the Greek pistis. That's the best I can do, pistis. The guy said it real funny, pistis. So I'm gonna say pistis. P-I-S-T-I-S, pistis. And listen to it now. The meaning. To persuade. See, this is why you preach, because the faith of God is in His Word, and He's out to persuade you to believe Him. So, to persuade, being persuaded, which is faith in God, when you belief, in general, it implies such knowledge of, access to, and confidence in certain divine truth. I'm going to show you just a minute. Certain divine truth. In other words, I'm going to give you an example in just a minute. Especially those of the gospel as produces good works. Let's go to the one in Matthew Gospel chapter 8 and look at that one. Matthew Gospel chapter 8. And show you what Jesus said. All right. It won't take me long to read it. Picking up at verse 5. Verse 10 is what we're going to zero in on. What Jesus said. And I'll show you how. So keep in mind now, it means to persuade, being persuaded. All right? Being what? Persuaded. Of a faith, belief. And he said, in general, it implies such knowledge of. That means you have knowledge of something. You know something about God, God's word. If you know God, you know His word, because He's one and the same. If you know His word, you know God. You can't separate it. But the point we want you to understand, and I trust I get to that point, the way you get there, the way you get the word to work, you gotta speak it. You gotta say it. So let's read this and get to that point. He said in Matthew Gospel chapter 5, chapter 8 and verse 5, you got it? And Jesus did what? And when Jesus was in into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. What this servant said? This is not even a disciple of Jesus. This is not even a Jew. This is a centurion. Under the Gentile race of people. Now watch what Jesus said. He said, speak the word only, and my servant might be healed. Oh, shall be? Look like he's talking like Jesus. He hadn't been following Jesus. Come on. And look what Jesus said about this man. Are you still there? And he shall be healed. Verse 9. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say unto this man, go, and he what? And I say unto another, come, and what happened? He cometh. And to my servant, do this, and what happened? And he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. You mean to tell me somebody said something to make Jesus marvel? And wasn't even a Jew, wasn't even of the Pharisees, of the high religious set of people of his race. Here's a man that made Jesus marvel. He wasn't even a disciple of Jesus. And Jesus said, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said said to them that what? Followed. Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. In his whole race of people, he said, I ain't never found nobody had this kind of faith. He told that man, go on home, your son liveth. Just go your way. Oh, I'm getting there. I got to get there. That when I say something, I'm through with it. You understand? When I say it, I'm done with it. Because it happened. Just go on my way. But here comes Satan. Here comes Satan. What if it didn't? Get out of my, go ha, ha, ha. That's what you need to go, ha, ha, ha. Now look what he said. Thank you, Jesus. Look what he said about us. Romans 10:8. My. Romans 10:8. Got it? It says, what the Romans 10:8 says? But what says it? But what says it? The word. Who? The word. The word. Romans 10:8. But what says it? The word is where? Nigh thee where? Even in thy mouth and in thy heart. What are these words?